The Supreme Court takes on the Affordable Care Act. Welcome to the November 14th edition of Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Frances Correa. The Supreme Court will hear arguments next year on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. Here's Mary Ellen Schneider with details from the High Court.
As expected, the Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments on the constitutionality of the law's mandate that all individuals obtain health insurance. If they find the individual mandate unconstitutional, then the justices will decide whether it can be separated from the rest of the law. The High Court has also agreed to consider an argument that the law's expansion of Medicaid puts too great a burden on the states. The Supreme Court is likely to hear oral arguments early next year and render a decision in June, just as the race for the White House heats up.
Voters are already weighing in on the individual mandate. In Ohio, voters flatly rejected the government mandate to purchase health insurance. On Election Day, more than 65% of Ohioans voted to change their state's constitution to say that no law could force any person, employer, or healthcare provider to participate in the healthcare system. The success of the measure is being hailed by opponents of the Affordable Care Act as evidence of just how unpopular the health law and its mandate are. But Alan Weil, who runs the National Academy for State Health Policy, said the vote is largely symbolic because the state lacks the authority to overturn federal law. As far as the political implications, well, that's less clear.
If you take the mandate by itself, it's not very hard to convince people that it's a bad idea. But of course, the mandate is only one very small component of a large and complex piece of legislation. And so I think it would be a mistake to read this as a substantive statement about the entirety of the federal health reform law.
Meanwhile, the Obama administration continues to implement the law. Medicare announced it will start covering annual visits with primary care physicians to screen for and discuss heart disease prevention. Medicare officials said the visits would include encouraging the use of aspirin for men ages 45 to 79 and women ages 55 to 79. The visits will also give doctors the chance to screen for hypertension and provide counseling on lifestyle habits such as diet and exercise. The move is a part of the agency's Million Hearts Initiative, which seeks to prevent 1 million heart attacks and strokes in 5 years. Stay tuned as the Supercommittee prepares to release its deficit reduction plan. We'll bring you the details on how health plans will fare under their proposal. And that's the Policy and Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.